first speaker from Auburn University, Drew Schremischer, and his title today is Cotton Cultivar Response to CLRDV as Influenced by Planting Dates.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Foskey. Today I'm going to present my work and presentation titled Cotton Cultivar Response to Cotton Leaf Roll Dwarf Virus as Influenced by Planting Dates. Just a little background and history of my experience with cotton leaf roll dwarf virus. On August 1st of 2017, I also worked for a retail company, AgriAFC, and my role in that company is I'm a tech support agronomist, work very closely with our customers, our growers. So I was out making a field visit, helping one of our guys in Barber County, Alabama, answer any questions he may have and manage his cotton at that time. Came across some unique symptoms, felt very confident they were virus-related symptoms. Started reaching out to many specialists and experts, sharing what I'd seen, and reached out to Dr. Kathy Lawrence at Auburn and asked her to come to the field and look as well. It was later identified through sampling that she and I did and sent to Dr. Judith Brown in Arizona because we knew she had expertise and for identification. As the season progressed, you can see what we were seeing in late August that in 2017, that season. But that particular area and that particular year, the symptoms became very severe. Certain fields, very distorted, stunted growth, a lot of leaf crumpling, just a lot of ugly cotton and a lot of a virus look to it. 2018, much of the same, not quite the pressure that we saw in 2017, but still late in August, we started seeing the leaf crumpling and some of the newer growth. And by the end of September, some areas, especially down around Baldwin County, we could find some pretty severe symptoms. Looked like it was impacting some yield, especially in some late planted cotton. So going into 2019, wanted to get some field trials out and help with some evaluations. Came up with objectives of to determine the effect of cotton leaf roll dwarf virus. Cotton cultivar, evaluate the cotton cultivar as well as plant, what influence planting dates may have. Set up field trials at three locations. We'd seen from the previous couple of years that symptoms or where things were coming about was spread out. It was not showing up in some of the same fields we identified it in 2017, so I wanted to get, a few different locations. We looked at incidence and yield at Bruton and Fairhope, Alabama, on two research farms, as well as an on-farm trial in Jay, Florida, where we looked at incidence and severity. The cotton cultivars were selected due to popularity or from recommendations to growers in that geographical area. Planting dates were approximate, depending on location, of 1st of May, middle of May, late May, and then middle of June. This is an image to help demonstrate how we've done our incidence ratings. You can see the healthy plant, no symptoms at all, and the symptomatic plant at the bottom, pretty much counted all symptomatic plants in a 5-foot row. These images demonstrate the rating scale we used for the severity, one being healthy, no symptoms at all, two, starting to see the mild leaf folding, leaf drooping, three, leaf crumpling, four, starting to see the leaf distortion, and then five, severe distortion and dwarfing. Results from our Bruton location, would couldn't pull out any differences among cultivars or the interaction of date of planting by cultivar. However, we were able to see significant differences in incidence, severity, and yield at our Bruton location. The chart on the left, the lines, the colored lines, that is the date of planting. This is a percent incidence as planting. Along the bottom, you'll see from June to September the ratings we've done. By August, we saw that we were getting symptomatic plants and started noticing that some of our later planting dates were increasing as well at that time. Looking at September, we saw that the percent incidence of plants really had went up in our late planting dates and was significant in 100% incidence by our June 12th or middle of June planting date. Not much differences in between cultivars or varieties in percent incidence at Bruton. You can see we had an increase in percent incidence across all cultivars, but really no separation or not statistically. Seed cotton yields at Bruton. We had less pressure at Bruton. There was definitely enough. Seed cotton yields at Bruton. Looking on the chart on the left, you can see how it impacted over our plant dates. Our early May and middle May planting date had really good yields, and then they started dropping in significantly in our late May and middle of June planting date. Looking at the cultivars, not really any separation, some numerically, but no significant differences among cultivars. Looking at the results from our Fairhope trial, again, no differences there among cultivar, similar to what we saw at Bruton, or the interaction of the data planting by cultivar. However, there were significant differences in our incidence or percent incidence as well as yield at the Bruton or Fairhope station as well. At the Fairhope station, we did not have quite the quite as much virus or quite as much of the disease as we had at Bruton. However, there were some differences in the incidence. Looking as we were delayed with planting, our percent incidence did increase. You can see some numerical differences along the percent incidence in cotton cultivar, but was not able to pull any significant differences out. Looking at yield from Fairhope, planting dates, once we got into that late May, or delayed planting to late May, we saw a significant decrease in yield. Cultivars, again, numerically there was a difference. However, no significant differences among cultivars there in yield. Looking at our on-farm trial at Jay, Florida, this on the chart on the left is our severity scale, the 1 to 5 scale, and the pictures I was describing earlier. Looking at it, you see again numerical differences. Some of them definitely look more severe than others. However, that was not significant, as well as the nodes with foliar symptoms top down, where we went in and actually tried to rate our varieties, starting at node 1 being at the top and counting down how many nodes had a leaf on that node that expressed symptoms. Not a whole lot. I mean, when you consider that, you're only talking some of the higher ones will only express symptoms on 3 nodes. Looking at percent incidence in Jay, Florida, we did see, again, numerical differences, but nothing significant. I'll point out kind of the differences of those. NextGen 5711 and Stoneville 4550 were right there around 20% incidence. And then looking at Delta Pine 1823, NextGen 5007, and Phytogen 580, those were 50% or greater on incidence. Our conclusions from our field trials in 2019, evaluating the planting dates and variety and what influence that has on cotton leaf row dwarf virus. Percent incidence and severity increased as planting dates were delayed. The later planting dates were more subject to yield loss. Late May and June planting dates had significantly lower yields at 2 different locations. All varieties, when looking or comparing cultivars, all varieties were acceptable. Numerical differences in percentage and severity were found. With some of my experience and getting to observe and get familiar with the growth habit and some of the characteristics of the plants or the varieties, the more vigorous indeterminate varieties display greater severity. There were no yield separation between varieties at any of our planting dates. With that, I'd like to close with some acknowledgments and thank you to Dr. Kathy Lawrence and her team for the support, and also to my colleagues at AgriAFC. They've been very supportive with a lot of the work I've done with the cotton leaf row dwarf virus, the Bruton Research and Experiment Center, the guys at the Gulf Coast Research and Experiment Center, and Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yes.
Did these results surprise you given your field experience prior to these experiments?
The question is, did these results surprise me given the experience with some of the other field? So, not really. So, definitely what I thought we were seeing was a lot of the symptoms in a lot of the cases that, especially like in 2017 when we first came across it, that the planting date was going to be a big factor, or maturity of in that season. So, you know, I was relieved to see that we were able to pick out some significant differences there. Also, among cultivars, I wouldn't say surprised me, but consider maturity again, some of them look at the growth stage they were at look very good. So I was expecting to see some what I had seen before across all varieties, if that makes sense. But that's right. You're talking about on the on-farm trial where we had a greater experience? I'm going to say around 1,000-pound cotton across the board. I don't know that I could say, you know, separation of varieties overall, but I'd say 1,000-pound average across all of them.
What impact does the virus
affect the yield? Yeah. I'd say minimal, very, very minimal. Yes, all the field trials we had, we did send them to be, I guess, identified. And then Dr. Judith Brown, with all the molecular stuff, she's kind of been the leader in providing that as well. Yes. Yes, that's one thing that it kind of excites me at the same time, you know, that to see how much work everybody's doing. At first,
the comment there is just that, you know, if it wasn't for people who get curious and people who don't say there's something different, people like me would probably still not have noticed it. So I think the true story here is not just the virus, it's the process by which we discover new things. So you could imagine probably that it's going to make a difference.
Yes. See that. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.